And in this slot, we talk to artists, and artists could be musicians, it could be authors. In this particular case, it is an author, and saying good morning this morning to Anne Pretorius, who's chatting to us today about a book, Memoirs from Your Mother, or the Afrikaans version, Memoirs van Jou Moeder. And Anne, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Hi, good morning, Wayne, and good morning to your Wild Coast listeners. And yeah, just a small correction, it's Anne Pretorius.
Oh, Anne. Oh, my humble apologies.
No, no,
I didn't see the little doinky on the E there.
Yeah.
It's Anne. Anne, very good morning. Welcome. Thanks very much for joining us. And the book that we're going to talk about, first of all, Memoirs from Your Mother. A gift that keeps treasured memories alive, to summarize it. It's, you know, as we head towards Mother's Day this coming weekend, it's important to remember how important mothers are in, I think, developing everything about our lives. From, you know, it teaching us. I saw a meme once that said something about, you know, when it comes to teaching, you must have patience when you teach your mom about computers, because she's the one that taught you to eat with a spoon.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that puts into perspective.
You know, it just sort of shows how the kind of the wheel turns. But tell us a little bit about your book, Memoirs from Your Mother.
Yes, no, thank you very much. Yeah, so both, as you said, the Afrikaans and the English books for mothers to write about their love stories are currently available in any bookstore and online. So the idea started with my own mother. I bought a similar book for her at a flea market in 2010. Can you believe it? So long ago. And I gave it to her and I said, oh, Mom, I know you're so busy, but if you could find the time and complete this book, it would be so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a book with questions, set questions that you had to answer. And afterwards, you would have now a story about your mother and when she was a child, when she was growing up, etc., etc. And I must say, life happened and I just forgot about that book, but she didn't. So over a period of a couple of years, she completed that book, answered every single question. And I must say, some of those questions were really tricky and I wouldn't know today, you know, how to answer some of them, but she did. And she gave it to me, and the book literally gaped with all the extra photos, extra letters, everything she added to the book. And I must say, I was happy to have it and found it very interesting, as I thought it would be. But I didn't really realize the importance of that book after her sudden passing. I quickly, you know, when I took that book again in my hands and I realized that this is the best part I have left of her. I've got so many, you know, earthly things from her, but that book with her handwriting, I can hear her voice in the way she's written, and well, she wrote the way she spoke. And you know, Wayne, I don't know about you or your listeners, but my mum and I, we had a really good relationship. I mean, we both lived in Pretoria. We saw each other often. I really thought I knew everything about my mum.
Yes, yes.
And I'm surprised. I'm really awestruck, actually, when I read that book and I realize there's so many things I wouldn't have known if she didn't take the time and write them down. So I'm so happy to have that book, and it's really so special. And it's not, I tell a mother, so mothers are full of excuses why they can't do this project, because they don't have time or their lives aren't interesting enough, or, you know, I know you can't really, isn't it like bragging if you write about your life and all sorts of these things mums worry about. Because it is time-consuming. But I take my own mum as an example. Say, well, she took a couple of years to complete this book.
Okay.
She didn't sit down A to Z and now it's finished in a day. Just a little bit every day or every week or every month. And that gets it done. And I must say, if I didn't have that book, I think the yearning and the longing for it would have been so much worse. It's already bad, but... And so at that time, at a funeral, I spoke about this book so often. Well, I made a speech at the funeral, and I talked about this book. And even years after the funeral, people kept on contacting me saying, Anay, I'm now ready for this project. Mm. What was that book you spoke about? Where do I get it? And people kept on returning to me with the same question. And I started to realize people are struggling with this. And, you know, I've never compiled a book or anything like this before. But when I went in search of this book, because now I wanted to really find this book,
yes,
and buy,
yes,
and take them and give them to all of my friends, mums, and it would be the best thing. And I couldn't find it. It was out of print. I contacted the publishers. I didn't want to republish again. And I couldn't find anything else in its place. Well, at that time, it was originally in Afrikaans. Mm-hmm. And then I said, well, if nobody's going to do it, I'm going to have
to do it.
Wow, we need to capture these stories, because since then my father-in-law passed, and, you know, that was in COVID, and we are already starting to lose these stories. Mm. We are already starting to remember all the details. And so even though we speak about some things, we tend to forget them or lose the thread of the story down the road. And I think the time has come to now write down our stories,
and
so that we can
remember them.
Mm.
And you know, sort of on that note, I've often wished that we had a little USB port on our head somewhere, that we could plug a little flash stick in and download all those memories and all that information, especially that elderly people have from experiences, life experiences. You know, they're people alive today, our parents pretty much, who experienced everything from sort of ox wagons to wind up, you know, Nomarasablief telephones to the first the moon landing, your first international flights. Cell phones, computers, the internet, you know, they've been through it all. And, you know, the kids today, 7 single records, for crying out loud. You know, kids today don't even know what a record player is. I could carry on. I mean, the list is absolutely endless. But, you know, those experiences that youngsters and people growing up today, don't even take for granted, because they don't even know about it.
Exactly. Yeah. And now you've touched on something that I feel that these books full of stories and would have anthropological value over time. Have a book of your great grandmother. And now you have to learn in school about history and boring textbooks. Mm. But you know, this book that you have about your great grandmother, and she spoke about how the culture worked in a time when she was a little girl, how rich it would be for you then to read about history.
You know,
and you have that.
Talking history, you know, in the history books at school and wherever, you've got, for instance, the wars from a certain perspective, but they don't really talk about the people who actually went to the front line, the people who worked behind the scenes. I remember hearing stories from my gran and whatnot, where you know, she and her sisters worked in places as, I think they called themselves the Women's Auxiliary or something like that, where they worked behind the scenes the so-called war effort, and all those types of things that we haven't got a clue about in terms of how disruptive that would be in our life. I mean, we were complaining about COVID. You mentioned COVID, how disruptive that was. Well, I mean, why don't you throw a world war into the mix to get real disruption in your lives? You know, those are the things that would get written down and jotted down in these books.
Oh, when you speak about everything that I'm so excited about, I mean, now you touched on war veterans, and that's another book that I'm launching now on the 17th for war veterans, both male and female, to write about their experiences, you know, during the border war, one in Mozambique, one in Angola, Southwest. So, yeah, so what I'm busy with is really to build on a range of memoir books. So I'm starting off with the mothers, and wonderful to speak about it now, just before Mother's Day, Sunday. And then fathers have been contacting me and saying,
yes.
My wife is writing her life stories and memoirs every evening in bed next to me. But, you know, I also need a book like this. And we dads, we can also write and we must write. And I said, well, yes,
yeah.
Definitely. So I'm busy compiling a book for fathers and hoping later this year. And from that, the idea, when I spoke also to fathers and mothers who served, to say, well, these stories are now really getting lost and we have to capture them.
Well, you know, permission to speak freely here when it comes to war veterans. I mean, I served in the SANDF, or the SADF, the army in the days when it was. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff bottled up. And we were from the era where cowboys don't cry. Don't be, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go into all that. But, you know, I believe that a lot of problems that we're experiencing today in our society is possibly caused by the lack of debriefing in the days of the our youngsters. I mean, I was 17 and a half when I went off to the army. I could use an R4 rifle before I was allowed to vote.
Crazy. My daughter is now 17. I can't even think. You're so young.
You can't even imagine. And I think that there's a lot of bottled up stuff that possibly being able to sit down and write it would possibly unleash a lot of those not gremlins, the word I'm looking for, demons. That are probably bugging guys and have been bugging guys for the last 35, 40 odd years, if not longer.
Yeah, but Dwayne, what I really wanted to put in the market is a book for all the different kinds of experiences people have had. Now, there are ex-soldiers who had just the best experience.
Yes.
They really just loved it and they had the best time. And then there are guys and ladies who had a terrible time. They saw lots of action and they're struggling with, you know, what they had to experience.
Yeah.
And then there are people who just, you know, they were just having the training. They never went into action. And maybe they feel that it was a bit of a loss or, you know, so the book really, as with a mother book, the book guides you. So it's different chapters. There's beautiful poetry. So in the book for ex-veterans, there's what I'm really excited about as well is the artwork and the poetry are from ex-veterans.
Okay.
So it's really people who understand and who know, and you can really feel it, especially in the poetry, and you can see it in the artwork. And so the artwork, the poetry, and then I've got prompts. So the prompts are there to guide you, but it's not fixed questions that you have to answer, as with my mother's book, the one that she completed.
Okay.
So the questions are there, but it's like having a conversation with your child.
Right.
The child asks you about your life and you're answering, and you don't need to answer every single prompt, every single question. And the best thing as well is before you hand the book over to your child, that you take out that extra booklet with a prompt. So the child doesn't know, number one, my mum had any help. She's so awesome. She completed it all on her own. And the child also doesn't know what you didn't answer.
So that's, they get a complete book without knowing really what's been taken out.
So that followed all the way through with all the books. So with the soldier book, it's the same.
And where will this book be available? Both of them, once they're released, the one that has been and the one that will still be released, when will they be available? Or where are they available, should I say?
So, currently the book for the mother, Memoirs from Your Mother, Memoirs from Your Mother, it's available in any bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not in your local bookstore, you can just request and they can order it from wherever they order their books.
Mm-hmm.
And online on my website, memoirbooks.co.za, or on a lady's website, naledi.co.za.
Okay. Right. Wow, some interesting stuff and thought-provoking indeed.
Yes, definitely. And what I also just wanted to mention, remember I spoke about my mum's book that was gay, all the extra memorabilia she added? So I wanted to prevent that in this book. So there's a sturdy envelope in the front of the book where you can now add, like you mentioned, a memory stick. So I also recommend, please record your voice or extra photos or videos on a memory stick and add that in this pocket.
Okay.
Because I know from experience, I still listen to my mum's voice messages on WhatsApp. Those are things like, I'm going to be a few minutes late. Please order some coffee so long or something like that. But if you can take the time and record your favorite poem or your favorite recipe, that would be more special. And then I've also added world cards, world maps. Afrikaans is coming through.
No problem. World maps
which indicate where you've traveled, where you still want to travel, where you've studied. Also in the veteran book, the map is of all the war areas where you can indicate where you've been stationed, where you've received training. I've tried to touch on everything that you would want to ask your mum or your dad after they've passed and when they're not there anymore to ask.
Right. Wow. An awesome project and an amazing initiative. Anne, bye-bye, donkey, for the geselsvolgend. And all the best with the books and looking forward to the release of the second one as well.
Yes, thank you very much. And the new book can also already be pre-ordered on my website, memoirbooks.co.za, or they can wait till after the 17th, which is only 2 weeks away.
Okay.
We'll launch it at the Voortrekker Monument at the Military Museum in Pretoria.
Wow, and a good solid place to do it. A lot of memories, and I'm sure there'll be an interesting uptake on that one where people want to maybe just offload and put stuff down for future generations.
Yes, and just to finalize with the therapeutic value of writing for the mum, for the dad that's writing, there's a lot of therapy in that process, and also for the child who receives this book and the therapeutic value. And I'm blown away by the feedback I'm getting from people who've already started this process. I mean, my mum and I, we had a good relationship, as I already said, but there are people who have really tender relationships, and they've been contacting me and saying, "I know we're busy with this process, and it's like it's starting another type of conversation. It's bringing some healing. It's bringing understanding in our relationship, which we were really struggling with." So I'm so happy about that.
Right, and if I can just quote from a war saying, "Lest we forget."
Lest we forget, yes.
And put it down so that we do not forget about those things and those people for that matter.
Yes, perfect, exactly. You said it just right.
Anne, bye-bye, donkey for die gesels. And like I said, all the best with the books. And if you bring out any more great books, please get in touch with us. We'd love to chat to you.
Thank you, Wayne. I will definitely do that. Have a wonderful day.
Great stuff. Thank you very much. That's Anne Pretorius speaking to us about her new book and a book that's going to be released soon. The one that has been released in time for Mother's Day, Memoirs from Your Mother, Memoirs van Jou Ma, and also a one for fathers coming up in a couple of weeks' time. And that was Anne Pretorius chatting to us. And her books are available from your local bookstore, and Memoir Books is her website. You can order from there as well.